And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 18th of October, 2016. Herman Melville's Moby Dick, first published on this date in 1851. The book sold about 3,000 copies during Melville's lifetime. It's the birthday of Chuck Barry, born Charles Edward Anderson, St. Louis, 1926. Broke into the charts, 1955, with Maybelline, then Roll Over Beethoven, and Johnny Be Good. He wrote Johnny Be Good about his great-grandfather, who lived back up in the woods among the evergreens in a log cabin in Louisiana. He wrote it originally as a colored boy named Johnny Be Good, and then he changed it to Country Boy. It was on this day, 1954, the first transistor radio appeared on the market, replacing vacuum tubes. It came from Texas Instruments. They were the first to market a transistor radio. There had been portable radios before with vacuum tubes, but they were about the size of lunch boxes, and they used heavy, non-rechargeable batteries. The transistor radio that came out weighed half a pound, could fit in your pocket. It cost $49.95 back in 1954. Texas Instruments went on to do other things, but a Japanese company called Tokyo Tsushin Kogyo decided to make transistor radios their main enterprise. They looked up the Latin word for sound, which was sonus, and they liked the term sunny boys. It was slang that was used in Japan for very bright boys, and so the company Sony was born. And it's the birthday of the writer who said, "I can write better than anybody who can write faster, and I can write faster than anybody who can write better." A.J. Liebling, Abba Joseph Liebling, born New York City, 1904, wrote for the New Yorker magazine for years, wrote about newspapering, wrote about France and boxing, and about food. The New Yorker sent him to cover the war in Europe. He stayed in Paris for less than a year. When the city fell to the Germans, he went to London, then to Algeria. He was there at the D-Day invasion of Normandy and with the Allied forces when they liberated Paris. He wrote essays about it, collected in his book, The Road Back to Paris. A.J. Liebling, who, like many other correspondents, rather than covering the big political and military events unfolding, most of his stories were about how the war was affecting ordinary people. His account of D-Day, Cross-Channel Trip, was in the July 1st, 1944 issue of The New Yorker, spends much of the account simply introducing readers to the men aboard his landing craft. A.J. Liebling, who said, "Cynicism is often the shame-faced product of inexperience. The world isn't going backward. If you can just stay young enough to remember what it was really like when you were really young." Here's a poem for today by Rachel Hadass, "The Yawn." "My visiting tall son is sleepy. His sweet gape brings back his father's yawn. Seeing our lost husband and lost father suddenly conjured up, I laugh. My son frowns. Does he think it's at him I'm laughing? The cat opens her mouth to mew. The orphaned piano it yawns to." The Yawn by Rachel Hadass, from Questions in the Vestibule, published by Tri-Quarterly Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Lumosity, with a 10-minute fit test to calculate baseline scores and training programs with 50 challenging brain games. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.